Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Energy on the mic, holding it down, 9 at live on Thursday night, open mic. We are so glad to be here once again with you, hosting another open mic night. We, as always, anticipate the voices of the poets coming through and sharing with us their talents, and not just poets, but vocalists, musicians, comedians, and different people with very many, many talents. We have had grace the show, because that's what open mic is all about, sharing your voice and your talent in any way you see fit. So without further ado, we thought we were going to have a little bit of issues with signing in, because you know how things are with internet issues sometimes, but I guess we got it cracking, and now I'm able to get through. It was some sort of surge or something that was going on here. So, but I am able to see, and I'm so glad to see the poets falling through. And I look forward to a wonderful evening of poetry tonight. During our two segments, we have the first half of the show where we just put it down for you, regular type poetry. We keep it sweet, simple. And the second half is our strong Island Central segment of the show where we get it hot and erotic for you. Which is hosted by Miss Strong Island herself. So we are so glad that, we got through okay and everything on time and in full effect. But we are going to get it started here. I do see that we have some callers on the air. So we're going to connect the first caller in and get it popping right now. Caller 770, you are live on the air with Poetic E. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from the 770 area code, you are live on the air.
Hi, it must be me.
Yes. How are you this evening?
I am so sorry. I thought I put in a username. I'm really good. How are you this evening?
I'm great. Who we have the honor of having on the show tonight?
My name is Ashley. I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, Atlanta, Georgia, repping. Ashley, welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And what are you going to do for us this evening?
Ashley, I created a poem that came to me actually in the middle of the night last Sunday. It was 4 a.m. in the morning, and I wasn't doing anything particular, and thoughts just came streaming to me, and I decided, let me write it down, because creative moments don't come to me often. So I just wanted to share it, because it's pretty passionate.
All right. Well, let's get it popping, young lady. We'd like to hear it, especially something coming from you, like, at 4 something in the morning,
I know. Okay, I don't have a specific title for it. I'm probably going to call it 4:06 a.m. Now I'm going to let that be the title, 4:06 a.m. Okay. Bodies intertwined in a delicate motion. A vial on my dresser is filled with my potion. Everything you mention in a single notion. Body crumbling in like a quake with erosion. Thoughts coming at me like a stream in a river. Fire under the kettle, to boil and to simmer. Keep me mesmerized with everything you grab. My toy is on the dresser. Let me turn on the rap bit. Oh, I'm so close. You have me right there. You know the next place should be on the stairs. Riding you up and down, elevated coaster. Ecstasy rising up. I think I'm getting closer. Bam, kaboom, I exploded everywhere. Give me a few minutes, then we'll play truth or dare. My expertise is good, reigning number one player. Tigress on a mission, pulling you back to the lair. Eyes all over me in a transfixed gaze. Wouldn't it be fun to chase me in a maze? Never know where to turn or where to begin. The things on our mind are the ultimate sin. Is it just me or is it the sun? Our conquest of love has only begun. And that's it.
All right. Now, this is how we do on the show, Faith and Love. We so appreciate it. Is this your first time coming to the show?
Yes, it is. It's my first time.
I so appreciate it. We love when we have new voices on the show. How did you hear about the show?
I heard it through Cindy, actually, Strong Island. She saw me in one of the chat rooms on Facebook, and she thought, well, this girl may have some talent here. So she forwarded it to the website to me, and I just said, you know what, I think I'm going to try this and see what comes out of it. So I believed in her.
The Strong Island, yeah, she's one of our hosts for the second segment of the show. She has a segment in the Strong Island Central Sheet, so we hope you can hang out long enough to also, tune into that portion of the show. But
oh.
We so love her, you know.
Well, most definitely.
Dear.
Mm-hmm. Sure will.
Okay, all right. That was Miss Ashley Young, and she called her piece, was it 4:06 in the morning?
Yes, it is.
All right. We love that piece, sister. If you have something else you want to share later on and we have time, we definitely welcome you to do so.
All right.
We're going to take the next caller. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go down the line and take the next caller. Caller from the 202 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic Ease, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
This is Lowry, the Soulful Poet. How y'all doing?
Hey, Lowry, the Soulful Poet. We so appreciate you when you always come through. So for some reason, you just have this amazing effect where we just automatically smile when we hear your voice.
Oh, man. Thanks. It's good to receive that love. Just if you hear calls in the background, that's because I'm just getting off work, but I had to spit. So I'm going to spit an old piece. It's called, but for the erotic guy, I got something new for y'all. But this one's called this one's called Truth in a Pen.
Okay.
I can't help it if I'm too raw and too real when I write. The truth comes from this pen will resonate spiritual omens to ignite. I might bite my tongue on certain situations, but I will never slight my pen when I feel that no-holds-barred sensation. I would never put my pen on silent mode. It always barks out to the universe without silent code. My pen will be that machine gun that sprays words like bullets leaving holes in souls to be exposed. My pen will be my shield and sword when it comes down to spiritual warfare. My pen will be my shield that's the lightning rod that sparks a movement from voices within to end and destroy conflict and despair. My pen is my best friend. Sometimes I need a special one just to feel the stroke, though. Sometimes I even take my pen and lay it beside my pillow. If I was a weed smoker, I'd change habits and smoke my pen and get high off the ink alone. The imagery, imagination, creativity that would leave me blissful and forever stoned. It's like I'm having a threesome between me, that pen, and that freak called paper. And if you think I'm saying some ta-ta shit, nah, I ain't caught the vapors. Me and this damn pen have had a love affair since I was 7 years old. And even though I did not exactly know what love was then, I knew then that my life would be forever bounded to this pen, forever till I'm 6 feet below. So just remember what you hear. There's truth in a pen. And that's that piece.
Oh, my, man, you're getting mad love in the chat room for that piece. You said that was an old piece?
Yeah, it was an old one.
Whew, but that always feels so fresh and new, even when you come through with a piece that you've already spit before. And I just love that piece. Give us the title again and shout us out your information so the people in the chat room can know who you are.
All right. It's called Truth in a Pen. That's the title of the piece. It's in my notes section on my Facebook. And they can get in touch with me by way of Facebook.com/ Larie, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards. And I also have downloads. I'm a singer as well. You can check my music out at www.larie, L-A-R-I-E, .bandcamp.com. And downloads available for 99 cents. Poetic Love Spoken Word is a free download. And also join the Larie, L-A-R-I-E, fan page on Facebook. And if you want to cop the CD, you can go right to the Larie fan page and cop and hit shop now. And I'm also on Twitter, twitter.com/ Soul of Larie.
All right. I hope y'all got it all. We love to network on here on the show, so we give everybody an opportunity to shout it out, and so we all can connect, because that's what it's all about, networking. So check them out, Larie, and we so love you, brother, for always coming through, showing the show love, and we appreciate your voice here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all having me.
All right. Mr. Larie Edwards, y'all, we're going to fall through and take the next caller on the line here. Okay. I see my partner has arrived in the building, so let's connect him in. Well, how's it going, CBG? How you doing this evening? Uh-oh, I think we lost him. I think we lost CBG on the line. Okay, well, we'll get them back in a short few. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break and then come back with you.
Like to read but haven't got time for bookstores? Then try Whispers Publishing. They've got hundreds of e-books with new ones being added every 2 weeks. You can find and read many award-winning authors in a variety of genres. Can't make a choice? Then why not check out the reader's reviews or even add your own? Whispers Publishing is dedicated to your reading entertainment. So what are you waiting for? Visit whispershome.com now.
All right. Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E. We are so excited always to host this open mic every Thursday night here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I'm waiting for my partner to show back up on the switchboard here. But nevertheless, we're going to keep the show going. You know how we do here on the show. We have a lot of poets that send in tracks, and so we always try to keep them in rotation, and not just poets, but vocalists and other artists as well. So I am going to play a track from one of our favorites, and then we will come back with some more poetry, y'all. Is that all right? All right. We are going to go with Mr. Real Flames with Allow Me. This is a very talented young brother, and we like to always encourage him because he just really has a positive voice and a lot to say with his voice. So he's a recording artist, so his stage name is Real Flames. And without further ado, we're going to let that track roll with Allow Me.
Yeah, real flames. Let's get it. Javen, you a fool for this beat, son? R-E-A-L. Baby, you the one I've been in search of. I'ma treat you like a queen and never hurt you.
Never hurt
with your angelic qualities. Whole world stop and freeze. Looking straight out of movies. Fellas, you gotta see. You the girl I've been in search of. I'ma treat you like a queen and never hurt you. With your angelic qualities. Whole world stop and freeze. Straight out of movies. Fellas, you gotta see. No wonder what's a good line gon' do. God must have sat down and took his time on you. Allow me. Say you wanna walk, girl. Let this rapper wrap his love around your heart, girl. And be the sweet, unique girls I easily get hooked to. Must let your mind shine just as much as your looks do. Wouldn't matter if she 4 years older. Looking for a angel in the flesh, Wayne said it best. I like a long hair, thick red bone. You think I'm just looking for some sex, you're dead wrong. Now let me get fresh to death. Finna hit the mall with my dogs. Got my eyes peeled for my jackpot. Watch me set it off like Queen Latifah. Now she seems to be the one who fit the description. Girl, listen. So I told her my whole entire situation. Precisely in a freestyle, she said it's amazing. Let me get your number and a copy of your CD. Me and my girls finna go bowling. Come see me. Walked away knowing I'm watching her. Heart went berserk. How she looking at the girl? I'm still watching her. You the girl I've been in search of. I'ma treat you like a queen and never hurt you. With your angelic qualities, whole world stop and breathe. Straight up a move, fellas, you gotta see. No wonder what's a good line gon' do. God must have sat down and took his time on you. Allow me to take you on a walk, girl. Let this rapper wrap his love around your heart, girl. Now she lace. Extraordinary essence. She real, so being fake is forbidden in her presence. Told me someday I'll be the one you give a ring to. So easy to cling to, and she could sing too. Told me stories from times she had her heart broke. Still stay strong. See, she ain't fall apart, yo. So much about her just attracted me. She's too gorgeous not to capture me. Puerto Rican nationality. Pretty looks with a pretty personality. So down to earth, I ain't even need a strategy. When we first met, my very best days came. She stay away from suckers, knowing they say it's lame. I approached her, knowing I had my A game. Lounging talk, hitting places at the park. Couldn't stop until we noticed it was dumb. And even to this day, baby, you still got my heart. So much in common, long talks when she rolled, we both found tranquility in poetry. We found love, and at the end of the day, we both know every relationship is exactly what you make of it. God sent this angel to be mine. I make her feel special, even when it's not Valentine's. Throughout the days, we wave away the hard times, cause in this world, we gotta live with a positive mind. You the girl I've been in search of. I'ma treat you like a queen and never hurt ya. With your angelic qualities, whole world stop and breathe. Straight up a move, fellas, you gotta see. No wonder what's a good line gon' do. God must have sat down and took his time on you. Allow me to take you on a walk, girl. Let this rapper wrap his love around your heart, girl. You the girl I've been in search of. I'ma treat you like a queen and never hurt ya. With your angelic qualities, whole world stop and breathe. Spread out a move, fellas, you gotta see. I wonder what's a good line gon' do. God must have sat down and took his time on you. Allow me to take you on a walk, girl. Let this rapper wrap his love around your heart, girl.
Ride with it, ride with it.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our faithful global listeners. We so appreciate you for hanging on with us here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. That was Mr. Real Flames with Allow Me. He's a great young recording artist trying to make his mark here in the music industry, and he's allowed the Poetic Energy Radio Show to keep his song in rotation, so it's much appreciated. We're going to keep the show rolling here. Just send a quick shout-out to all the people that are hanging out with us in the chat room. We so appreciate your love and your presence here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Now I'm going to see what's going on with my partner over here. How you doing this evening, Mr. Stevie G? What's going on?
I'm good. I got this pain in the neck fly that keeps flying around here. I'm going to kill him in a minute. Y'all hear a noise? Don't worry. It's just a fly getting down.
All right.
Good, though. How are you this week?
I'm doing great. Great. Always happy for another day of poetry here on the show here. Okay, we're going to keep the show rolling and take the very next caller here on the air. Caller from the 703 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic. He is Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, how you doing? This is Kool-Aid. I'm in the chat room.
Hey, Kool-Aid, how are you doing this evening? Welcome to the show. Glad you can make it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Wait.
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right.
Yeah.
What you gonna do for us?
Something kind of new. I don't have a title for it yet. Excuse me. But hope I don't take too long. I have tried to edit this down as much as I can, and it's
just a little. We got time for you, brother.
All right, it's just a little story. And your feedback is valuable. So
okay.
Here it is. I don't have a title for it. I don't want to speak too loud because she might be listening. And knowing how sneaky this bitch is, she'll always find out what others want to know and keep her shit secret. Now, this isn't your typical love poem. I do love her, but I know with no doubt in my mind that she doesn't and will never love me. I don't know how many brothers she's been with. She's not your typical Match.com girl. Have you experienced that moment when you see the sexiest profile pic? Check out her stats. She's not that tall, but has some wide-ass hips. I mean, like coast to coast. And then baby got that flat interior section groomed to perfection. I mean, like once a week at least. And how many ladies do you know can keep it in check like that? I was so intrigued, so I read her greeting. She says she's not shy, and what makes her irresistible is her sex, and she loves to fuck. For real, that's what she said. All you have to do is come. And she said she promises to fuck you in your cradle, fuck you in her own room shack, fuck you in your 15-bedroom and 13-floor bathroom mansion, and fuck you in your grave. So I know I had to save this profile as a favorite. She even went on to say that when her sexual faucet, I mean like straight down the middle, overflows, everybody better get out of the way because she isn't a squirter. She's a gusher. I done seen it for myself. And let me tell you, it's devastating, and the trick will take no prisoners. How's that song go, Pussy Stay Wet? She's got the body of a goddess, curved and shapely, got the right peaks and valleys, you know, until I saw that face. Face from hell. But I said to myself, ugliness can't be fixed. I mean, we do all have our faults. As time moved on, I got to learn more about her, and I realized that she's pretty fucked up in the brain, and that's why I try not to fuck with her like that. She might be here listening. You think I'm talking too loud? But I digress. Now, her fucked up ass attitude started when she was born. Some of us, and even some of her closest friends, have had the pleasure of being born out of wedlock. Sadly, that is not the case about her. To tell you the truth, she was born a bastard child. You won't believe this when I say it, so brace yourself. Chick didn't even enjoy being in her mother's womb. Bitch wasn't even born from a test tube. Shorty never even had a mother. See why I'm trying not to talk too loud? Her relatives couldn't even agree on a name for her. They tried to bring some stability and a mother's love to her young life, but all she ever saw and learned to do from a young age was how to fight, confuse, bicker, argue, gossip, gold dig, and of course fuck. I told you, this bitch can fuck like no other. Trust me, I know that for a fact. Ask around, they will say the same about this chick. You know, I guess if she would have had a mother, she wouldn't walk around fucking everyone and everything over just for her own satisfaction. There has never been a woman to take her hand and guide her, only a man. You know how us men are. We revel in what we can attain through any means, but not in a nurturing way. I wonder why she's always turned down every woman that wants to nurture her. And maybe this bitch is just too far gone, but sometimes I feel sorry for her. But I feel more sorry for me that I continue to love her. The male figures or father figures in her life, if that's what you want to call them, were just as confused as she was. Well, actually, she is. And they did their best to try to raise her. They gave her a set of ideals and principles the way fathers do with their girls. They made it plain and simple, sort of like a set of rules, laying down the law. Daddies make their mistakes, and hers had their issues, too. This is the importance of a two-parent household, to keep one another in check. Your children pay attention and will learn from your actions, just like she did. Her daddies lied, she lied. Her daddies cheated, she cheats. Her daddies talked out of both sides of their mouth, she's just as two-faced as they are. Her dads were fair-weather friends, and she's a fair-weather friend. Her dads would kill and steal, she kills and steals. Her daddies had no woman they could trust. See how the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? So what? Her daddies were married. They loved to place their spoons in all flavors of pudding, and they did it right in front of their child. One of her so-called dads was a great man, and his legacy and achievements are known worldwide. But I remember my mother told me a long time ago, if it doesn't come out in the wash, it will come out in the rinse. And when his closet full of secrets was opened and it was discovered that he had a weakness for the forbidden fruit of chocolate, all hell broke loose. At that time, it was punishable by humiliation and even death. This was the subject of various closed-door arguments and long, drawn-out fights between her relatives. His homeboys were taking part in the same game, you see, but all that was kept on the down low. But I'm sure their wives knew. Yet my dumb ass still loves her. They say ignorance is bliss, but in her case, all her friends know how shady she is. The funny thing is that she don't give a damn. I will admit that she does have a soft place in her heart for those of her friends that are less fortunate and have fallen on hard times, but beware. She will nurse them back to health and take back what is hers and then some. She will promise you one thing and then act like she didn't. She will say something and put it on paper then act like it didn't exist. Take her to one of those court shows, you won't win. Baby girl is gangster if you try to cross her. Now check this out. One brother was speaking sexy and soft love poems about his dreams with her, and she got tired of hearing them, so since he wouldn't let it be, and he got shot. Another brother was talking about her and what she did to him. I mean, some real cold-blooded shit that would make any woman mad. This chick went and got his brothers to terrorize him to get him to stop. Guess what? He got shot. Now, this one dude got done in real bad. He was protective of her, did all the right things, and was a popular dude. Took an oath and vow of love and honor to her for everyone to see. Then, for some reason that no one knows, the bitch got mad at him and arranged a drive-by on my boy. Yeah, and the rest is history. He got shot. Even with the ass whipping some of her daddies gave her, she didn't give a damn. She would find some way not to do what she was expected to do. And to this day, she does it in an overt and a covert way, and everyone knows she does. Like I said, I don't know if she can hear me, but from what I know, she always does. Where does my love for her originate? I guess it was the poems that she wrote. The one about her finally being an independent woman. The one about how a man can do right about her. I loved her strength and confidence in the words she would display. I loved her ideals. I loved the way I felt when I would explore her. Until I got older and wiser and understood that she may have matured in her size, in her look, in her attributes, but mentally, her ass is still a child. She will blatantly lie to you and do it in front of her daddy, plus call him a liar, too. What happens? Nothing. She would threaten to beat your ass in front of her friends and threaten them, too. What happens? Nothing. If someone has the guts to attack her or throws a punch, she'll fuck them up and then fuck up someone else for general purposes. What happens? Nothing. Punks step up and she will beat them down. This bitch can take on many at a time. It's like a gangbang and she's doing the fucking. Yet her daddy still does not punish her. She's just a big booty bully-ass bitch. Various times I've been scarred by her lies. Even to this day, I don't care to fight with her. I know I will never win. She is a cocky bitch and will sling her pussy and dare you to fuck her. It confuses me sometimes how this beauty, this woman of ideals, virtues, standards, and promises, will fuck you and throw her cum and yours in your face. She'll take your hard-earned cash and leave you without a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of. If you sing her praises, she'll curse you to your face. Try to reason with her, she'll cut you down. Ask for help, she'll turn a blind eye and will dare you to leave her arms claiming that you don't love her. Bad thing is that she knows you won't find a bigger, better bitch than she is. Call her the pimp and the John. Like I said, this is not your typical love poem. I love what she is about, and she will never love me. old girl will fuck you and then label you the whore. America, I dedicate this not-so-typical love poem to you.
All right, Mr. Kool-Aid in the house, you know how we do it.
Thank you.
So
I'm sorry it's so long. I've been trying to cut it down.
How can we connect with you on, I think you are already in my friend's space, but on Facebook, but I'm not 100% sure. I think there's a couple of cool ways. But, you know, you get mad love in the chat room. There are, you said you want to feedback there. You know, I know, you know, we had a lot of posts on the line, but I do want to be able to give you, you know, intense feedback on the piece that you, you know, requested that specifically. So can you shout out your connection, your information in, over the airwaves so we can follow through with you?
Yeah, I can be found at www.mylabmanual.blogspot.com. And I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/chemical, C-H-E-M-I-K-00L. Once again, I apologize for being so long. I know you got other people up there, so I'll just listen. But thank you again.
We appreciate you, brother. That's okay, you know, because you just never know. You know, we just try to give everybody an opportunity, but we're so glad you came through and shared your voice here with us. That was a really intense piece, and you definitely can size it down, but I know where you were going with this, so great job.
All right, thank you.
All right. That was Mr. Kool-Aid, y'all. Is that your pen name, Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Okay.
95.
Kool-Aid 95 the month,
yes.
Y'all. All right. All right, we're just going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 318 area, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and CVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Did you call from the 318 area, Cole?
Caller from the 318 area, Cole, you are on the air with Poetic E and CVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic?
This is Love Me Do.
Love Me Do.
You, I knew that was you.
Hi, how are you tonight?
We're great.
Good. I have a piece titled Attitude from my book, School Days, Holidays, and All Days That Lie Between. My dad always told me, your attitude determines your altitude. How far will you go? My answer then was, I don't know. My mom always stated, do your best and the rest will be handled, and don't let people burn you like a candle. Those statements were a hard pill to swallow, especially when our day-to-day lives often cause us to encounter beings whose hearts are hollow. Whether it is positive or negative, your attitude is a true description of you. Your actions speak louder than words. People are people, so what should it be? You and I should get along, not terribly, but work together in harmony. My mom and dad were right. Just because some may deliberately hurt you, you can't always come back with a fight. That person may be doing it in spite because they wish they were you, and to himself he is being untrue. Now I know where I'm going, to attitudes of extreme positive magnitude, to places I've never seen, and doing things I never dreamed that I would do. It's not easy to let go of things of the past that may have shifted you to a magnitude of negative. You have to add that situation did not cause death. Let it go, in other words, attract it, and it will be handled, so you will not be burned like a candle. Your attitude is a true description of you. Your actions speak louder than words. People are people, so what should it be? You and I should get along, not terribly, but work together in harmony. And that's that piece.
causes me to hesitate to confront it. I've never been through anything so humiliatingly drastic, but I was once told to confront it is the only way to get past it. Loving, hard working would do anything for my people. Never looked at her any kind of way, always considered us equal. She never had anything to complain about, never made her feel neglected. She came home from the doctor's office one day and told me that we were pregnant. My smile lit face and overjoy. Having two girls, I was hoping for my boy. A son, Mini-Me, Junior, my little man, someone I can relate to, he pees when he stands. Now, months later, my man's here by far. At work, happily passing out cigars. Congratulatory cheers, fatherhood cheers. Just imagine me and my man child over the years. One day, a glitch in the matrix. She, argumentative type. Me, don't raise my voice, don't fuss, don't fight. She, chip a flare, yelling the whole bit. What she threw at me next shattered my whole bit. That's why he's not yours. Saying nothing, quietly grabbed my keys, took off being attacked by panic. Had to regain composure because words do damage. Back at the house, played the quiet game for 2 days. Can't sleep, can't think, mind totally in daze. 2 days prior, words were blatant. All of a sudden, she retracts her statement. Not knowing what to think, not even responded. Go pick up my son because by now we're bonded. I said, you don't do stuff like that. Just because you're mad, you don't let your mouth spew stuff like that. Now I'm thinking because you have me thinking and I'm sorry. Now I'm thinking because you knew that would hurt and you thought if you said something like that, that's the only way it would work. Well, you did, and it's messed up because now you have me thinking like I was about to go left, but my right signal's blinking. To fix all this mess, put all this to rest, me, you, and my son will take a paternity test. She is streaming, looking at me, holding my son. She agreed to it. Only if you didn't open your mouth saying these words, I would have been clueless and we wouldn't have to do this. Negative. But we're bonded. So he's still my son. That's that piece.
All right.
Wow. You know, I need to show him some love, and then I want to. Yeah, wow. I really enjoyed that piece because. You know, it takes a man to be able to even stand, go through all of that and still stand up and say they want to be a father to a child that may or may not be theirs, and that was just a powerful piece. I really enjoyed that.
Yes, ma'am. I look at it as the child had nothing to do with what she did, so therefore it's not his fault. And I'll look at him just like my very own anyway.
Wow. You know, that, boy, you deserve another clap for that. That was just that line right there, saying something like that is just a powerful statement to make and a great stand to make. You know, that piece was very powerful. I know one other brother that I used to, Jay Crane, he would love that piece because he writes, you know, in encouraging pieces like that and thought-provoking pieces. That's what kind of piece that was. It just, you know, bring things to your mind, and it causes you to think about, you know, the things that you're doing. I really appreciate that. And this was Keith again?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I want to make sure I got it right. All right, we love you so much for coming through again, sharing your voice here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, and feel free to come back anytime you like. All right.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, let's keep the show going. We're going to take the next caller on the air.
Who I like.
Who
I like that caller?
Flowers, do a flower border.
No, I mean, I can't do a flower. I don't want to change the border for every page.
All right, we're going to take the next call. Caller from the 240 area call. You are currently on the air with Poetic Ears Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
No, you're out of me.
Good evening. Who are we speaking with?
Say, no, you're out of me.
Know your enemy. What's up, man?
Hello,
nice. What's up with you? I'm
incognito. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Oh, we're great. We're great. Well, now, before you get started with your piece, tell everybody quickly about your show, because every time we try to leave after your show and try to catch you, somehow we keep missing it. And I keep thinking, I don't know if you have an hour or a 30-minute show.
30 minutes.
Okay. All right. And
yeah.
you're at 10:30 or 11?
11 o'clock.
Okay, 11 o'clock. Is that Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah.
All right. Shout your radio station out, because I want us to promote, you know, to support you as well. I know we sometimes get an opportunity to make it, but you know, sometimes we have people, you know, still chatting in the chat room, but we want to, you know, we want you to know that we support you as well, and we want to return the love. So before you do your piece, just shout your radio station out and everything.
The radio station is Deep, Dark, and Dirty. You find it on Blog Talk at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Know Your Enemy. Spelled KNOWURENEMY.
All right. Now spit your piece, brother. Go ahead.
Breathing, beating, what did I hear? A life inside of me, a life that I fear. How can I raise a child when I'm a child myself? It's not a child yet. It won't affect my health. Mommy, what was that? Mommy, can you hear me? No, this is crazy. What's going on? Ooh, I feel something kicking inside of me. No, this can't be. Let me get rid of it before it's too late. I'm not ready for the emotional responsibilities. Bill, please, I just want to be free. Where's my doctor? I'm ready to be freed. Now I'm lying across the table. There's nothing left to do. The doctor brings me my method of lethal injection. My child cries out, Mom, Mommy, no, what's happening to me? Mommy, stop it, I love you. No, leave me alone, I'm not worthy of you. Mommy, please, I won't do you wrong, I promise. It's not you, I don't love myself. If you let me live, I can show you that you are important. No, please, stop crying. Why can't you let me go? Deeper and deeper, the needle sinks in. The medicine destroys it from within. The baby kicks and screams while the mother just wants to end her suffering. Mom, stop it, you're hurting me. Please stop crying. Ma, why don't you love me? How can my own mother kill me? And that piece is entitled, No, Mommy, Please Don't Let Me Die.
Nice piece.
That was a really deep, intense piece.
Thanks.
You know what? I just really love your format, and then you know the way you you bring in your poetry, and you come you do your show from a very deep place, and you speak on real life issues, and I see the same thing in your delivery with your poetry, that is effective in a way, whether you know you're displaying a story or you know try to open up emotions. So you know that takes an amazing talented person to be able to really, you know, try to prick people in the heart and get them to start thinking about things in a different manner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we so commit. You're getting a lot of love in the chat room on your piece. Well done, my brother, Mr. Know Your Alien and Me. And please check out his show. We want to definitely show Return the Love, and let's not struggle in the chat room tonight so we can make it on time. But we love you, Mr. Know Your Enemy. We appreciate you for coming in and showing your support and love here all the time here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Sure, anytime.
All right, we're going to keep it going here. Let's just kind of mellow it down a little bit with a little bit of music, and then we'll perhaps take in some more callers here. And I want to shake things up, liven things up a little bit, and just kind of bring some more different type of energy in the room here. Let's shake it up a little bit with a little bit of Jamie Foxx. We haven't heard this one in a while with I Don't Know. All right.
Walking hand in hand, but I don't know her name or if she's got a man. Ooh. And the only thing that gives me hope to stay is maybe one day you'll notice me.
Gunshots ring in a nearby neighborhood shortly after the sounds of sirens and helicopters. An Hispanic man amplified preaching of bad versus good. He's on a corner in solitude with no listeners. A couple are on the corner arguing, the man totally abusive and dissing her. A man standing at a stoplight begging for spare change. A Muslim brother across the street selling bean pies and kids in shorts keeping cool in the rain. Two drug dealers having a dispute on who has the hottest whip. A couple of fiends that could care less, just worried about their next fix. An elderly woman coming home from a grocery store has to witness prostitutes selling themselves door to door. Sirens blazing, chasing a stolen car. These are some things taking place in a day in the hood. Has it gone too far? These are some of the things that are stereotyped, and these are some of the things that most don't like. But have you ever taken notice at some of the good? Because it ain't all bad up in our hoods. We have a melting pot of good in our hoods, no matter where, Harlem, Chicago, or Inglewood. There is a father taking extra good care of his yard, and a mother getting off work, and yes, she works really hard. Children playing in harmony with one another, and just because that brother's selling bean pies don't make him a bad brother. There's a Baptist church in the middle of the block, which name happens to be Solid Rock. We too have roots and a strong foundation, of which you stereotypical folk should have consideration. The police are not kicking down every door around here, yet the good that reside are still filled with fear. The police are quick to point a finger when in a crunch. Do you know one bad apple don't spoil the whole damn bunch? In our hoods, we have lawyers and doctors, and in the suburbs, they have crooks and mobsters. Drugs were meant to be distributed only in our hoods, but drugs are a commodity and international goods. Just remember, bad surrounds us everywhere. It's not just in the ghetto, it's in our universal atmosphere, and that's my piece.
All
why, Mr. Stevie G, my co-host on the mic, putting it down. Yes. You know what? I think I briefly got an opportunity to read that piece, and I haven't had an opportunity to comment on it because I like to make sure I make the comment of what I feel about that piece. Sometimes I read some of the pieces and come back to them, but I know you did post that in the group, I believe. Is that right? You posted it in your group or your notes?
Yeah, I posted it in the group and on my page.
All right.
Thank
All right, you. That was Mr. Stevie G on the mic, putting it down. All right, we have 4 more minutes left in this segment of the show. So what we're going to do to usher the second half of the segment of the show, Strong Island Central Chic, we are definitely going to usher it in with a little bit of music here, and then we're going to let Miss Strong Island take over the mic and do what she do. And bring it hot and erotic with everybody. I know we have some artists waiting on the line to spit some pieces for the erotic segment. So, without further ado, we're going to play a little Raheem Devon track entitled You. And then after that, you will hear the voice of Miss Strong Island.
Oh,
Lord, oh, have mercy. That song right there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Poetic Energy Radio Show here. That song makes you feel real sexy for some reason. I don't know. But I love me some Raheem Devon. And that track, You, whoo, Lord, have mercy. But I'm going to give it all over to Strong God and let her do what she do here on the mic. On her segment of the show, Strong Island Central Sheets. Here we go, y'all. Strong. Do your
thing. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Strong Island Central Sheets segment of Poetic Energy Radio. How are you, Miss Poetic E? It's CBG. How are you?
What's up?
I'll be cool, girl.
What's up, Miss Strong Island?
And not much. Keeping cool. Keeping cool.
You
know
are?
What I love CBG to say? CBG, what's that line you say? I can't call it. I love when you say that.
That's right.
Well, I
don't know what's happening. I'm just an old school brother.
All right, now, well, I see that they were blazing the mic the first show, and I see their hands are waving crazy on this show, so I guess we better get it started.
All right, now.
All right, caller from the 240 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and CBG. Who do we have on the mic? Caller from the 240 area code. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I hear you.
All right, well, you know what? It's a good thing. They may not hear me. So we'll come back to them. Let's go to our next caller. Caller from the 770 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and CBG. Who do we have on the mic?
Can anyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm calling back again. I wanted to get on your show so I can spread out this piece of word that I missed on the first show. So all the listeners that didn't hear me the first time, they can hear me a second time.
And who do we have the pleasure of seeing is on the mic?
This is Ashley from Atlanta, Georgia.
Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you.
Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you.
Well, do your thing, miss.
Okay. The title of my poem is, 4:06 a.m., because that was the time that I came up with it. Didn't have a distinguished title, so I think that one sums it up. So here we go. Bodies intertwined in a delicate motion. A vial on my dresser is filled with my potion. Everything you mention in a single notion. Body crumbling in like a quake with erosion. Thoughts coming at me like a stream in a river. Fire under the kettle to boil and to simmer. Keep me mesmerized with everything you grab. My toy is on the dresser. Let me turn on the wrath. Bit, oh, I'm so close. You have me right there. You know the next place should be on the stairs. Riding you up and down in an elevated coaster. Ecstasy rising up. I think I'm getting closer. Bam, kaboom, I exploded everywhere. Give me a few minutes, then we'll play truth or dare. My expertise is good, reigning number one player. Tigress on a mission, pulling you back to the lair. Eyes all over me in a transfixed gaze. Wouldn't it be fun to chase me in the maze? Never know where to turn or where to begin. The things on our minds are the ultimate sin. Is it just me or is it the sun? Our conquest of love has only begun. We played all night, and I'm wrecked and sore. In your eyes, I'm seeing that. You want some more. Candy-coated nights is what I have in store. How about you drop to your knees and beg politely? Sucking you. I'm not done. I'm not done. Okay. Sucking you dry and squeeze your nipples tightly. Ask me, say please, and bite your lobe so lightly. Taste my sweet pussy and fuck me some more. Banging my spot, forcing a cry out for more. Rolling from the bed down onto the floor, on all fours and calling out your name. Do we have time to play another game? Soft fur to lay on and to rub and to touch. Is all this fucking a little too much? Nah, it ain't. My body's revved up from behind me love watching how my tiny ass jumps. Every stroke you make in a zigzag line, want your dick so much, it better be mine. Hold it, flap it, make it jiggle. I can keep you hard for just a little bit longer so that we can reach our peak. Mission completed. You caused me to leak. Will it take long for us to get there? No, it won't, for being such a salacious pair of freaks who spend their time in distinguished lust. Speaking so candidly is assuredly a must, because I have no outlet to release this tension. My sexual desires are necessary to mention. My sexual status is complex to mention. I am still a virgin, wholesome and true. A wink of an eye, sway of the hip, lick of the lips, offering myself, hoping you knew. And that's it.
Woo!
I love
Ashley, that was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Hey, Ashley.
Yes.
What was the name of that piece?
It was 4:06 a.m.
Okay, but didn't I hear you say something about the sun?
Yes.
Oh, so y'all was busy for a while.
Yeah, I would think so.
So I don't know nowhere in the country that the sun comes out at 4 a.m.
All right.
Oh, Stevie, you're so funny.
Yeah.
At least I'm listening, right?
Yeah, you're definitely listening. I'm glad for your ears.
Well,
no problem.
How could everybody find you?
Well, I don't have any specific website yet. I'm pretty much, you know, doing this for fun, but I'm on Facebook. My name is Ashley Treadwell. And I'm pretty much just hang out on there most of the time. So find me on there.
Are you still up in the chat room?
Oh, yes, I am. Let me see.
You put your link in there.
Okay, I will do that. In the chat room, my name is A Tantric Lass.
I'm glad you came through. And just think, you were scared, you said, huh?
Right, yes, I am.
You're very well.
Thank you so much for your time.
I'll definitely come back again.
I will.
Well, Miss Poeticky, the hands are still raising. I guess we better get on to the next caller. Miss Poeticky, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, well, caller from the 202 area code. You on the air with Poeticky, Stevie G, and Strong Island.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Lowry, the Soulful Poet, calling once again.
Hi, Lowry. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm going to chance this because I just wrote this at work. And this is called Sexual Superhero. So I want to see how this come off. All right. Fucking you have me feeling like Fred Flintstone. When I bust that nut inside of you, I'm going, yeah, but dabba do. I'll be fiending for you to the point you nickname me Horny Boy Floyd. When we're next to a bedroom, I come and I say, stage left. And soon as I enter your womb, I'm going heavens to Murgatroyd. Babes, sexing you is like a sport, especially when you ride the horse, of course. But before I explore your body to the core, I got to have the taste test. I'm feeling like Pac-Man with the tongue chewing slow. Your pussy will be little wet juices of ghosts and goblins all into one that I swallow whole. When I'm around you, I'm in a calm manner like Bruce Banner. Then soon as I see that look in your eyes, my nature starts to bulge and I rip out my clothes and even yours and I become the Incredible Hulk. Just waiting to stop and I could peep you from far away, standing in a window naked, screaming for me to save you from the forces of horny captivation. And I take off like Superman, or better yet, He-Man, holding my dick in my hand and screaming, I have the power. I come to save the day and yours by riding the forces of evil, lustful villains surrounding you as your pussy turns into vicious thundercats that's ready for my sword to serve and devour. Baby, I'm going to use my sword to cure your womb of the residue that those mental lustful demons have preyed upon you until you're being cleansed by my sword and good forces of your juices overflow. Then as my sword releases little liquid soldiers marching in to clear the pathways for an orgasmic war, G.I. Joe, baby, I'm going to give new meaning to the saying, put your panties in a bunch. And by the time I'm finished with tangling you in a bottom lip lock, I'm going to be a smooth version of Captain Crunch. Baby, you're going to be the fuel that makes my engine can do and be courageous. Having your pussy is like finding a gem that's truly outrageous. As your water splish splash on my face, you will be calling me the freaky Aquaman. Then I will whoop that patty cake, and be your baker's man. I want you to feel on my Yankee Doodle, and then I'm going to make you dandy. Well, jump from breakfast to dessert as you're going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and want to taste my candy. Just let me be a sexual superhero. And that's that piece.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Woo! Larry, that was...
Larry.
You floored me already. It's too early to be on the floor, but you floored me already.
My Lord, you got me over here. The sweat is pouring from my forehead already.
Hey, I'm glad you received it because I was writing it. I was like, man, this is some retarded shit. I'm a chance it because I was like, man, this is some retarded shit. But I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna do it anyway. See, I come out, ain't nothing to it but to do it.
But have you noticed that the retarded stuff is the stuff that really makes you go crazy more?
Yeah, I know. It's like the crazier it gets. It's like I'm gonna say this. This sounds really retarded, but I'm gonna go there anyway. You see how.
But it was so creative to bring all the, it was a riot, and then you brought all the characters, superhero characters in it. Oh, have mercy. That was the creative.
The visuals that came from that piece, oh my gosh. I get visuals. I'm done.
I like that. Hey, I appreciate that. Well, I ain't going to hog the mic. I'm going to hop my ass on the train and go home. Anybody, they can find me on Facebook. I gave my links earlier at Larry, L-A-R-I-E Edwards. And what's up to everybody? I ain't speak to my man Stevie G, man.
What's up, hey Larry?
How you be, man?
All right, lovely piece, bro. Lovely piece. I like that craziness about you.
Thank you, man.
That's what makes all the difference.
Exactly, man. Well, I'm glad y'all loved it, man, and more erotica for tonight. I'm going to sit back and listen for a little bit. Man, thank y'all. Y'all always show me love.
All right, man.
Thank you. Right. Blessing the mic.
And get strong, all right. Excited.
Yeah, mercy. I just love that. Strong woman, that was some creative stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean, the visuals that came from that piece with the superhero, I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go. I didn't hit the floor already.
I like the yabba dabba do part. Yabba dabba.
Yes. Got me from the very beginning and held me all the way through the end, yes.
All I got to say is, Larry, leave them cartoons alone, bro.
Oh, boy.
Yes,
oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Well, Poetic-y, let's keep it moving. They are ready to just blaze this mic. Caller from the 770 number. You are on the air with Strong Island, CBG, and Poetic E. Who is blazing the mic? Caller from the 770 area code.
Come on, ATL. Pick up the phone and talk.
All righty. And we move right along. We're going to move right along. Caller from the 202 area code. You back on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and Stevie G?
That was just Laurie.
Okay, I thought so. I just wanted to make sure. All right, well, to be remiss, you know it's my turn. You know I can't come through and don't do a piece for everybody. I'm actually going to do a piece tonight that I wrote the other night, coming from that open mic. My first open mic live.
Did you do wonderful?
Yes, I did. Thank y'all to everyone who boosted my ego, got me ready. I was scared out of my wits, but I got up here and did it anyway. And I had fun. That was. This is actually a piece I call Possibilities of Me and You. And this piece goes like this. Possibilities of me and you getting together after Sunday school is definitely a good possibility. The way you look at me is such a tease. No maybes, just yes siree. We're getting together real soon. I can't take no more waiting. Anticipating your hands, caressing my breast, caressing my thighs, caressing my mind with just a little foreplay, teasing each other with lovely thoughts of lasting stimulation of our main parts. Just thoughts going through my mind. I could see you with me in a short time. 2 weeks is just too long to get to see what I know. That will be delivering me from being backed up, clogged up, just being old-fashioned. Fuck, nothing nasty being said, just imaginary dancing in my head. My legs opening real wide just to feel the dildo you showed at last call. Wishing to start as soon as you get off. Viagra will not help. Just sit back and open your belt. Drop your drawers on the floor. Let's get it hot and steamy. Make sure it gets me creamy because it may not last too long. Hell, you may make me be long gone. And that is my piece.
Stop. Oh, God.
Excuse me, Kendra.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
No, I didn't hear you, Stevie.
Did Ken Jergens get you creamy?
Did who?
Nothing. Go ahead. Go to
I know you didn't go to Stevie. That piece, actually, I don't know how that piece came to me. You know, that whole night, I didn't do any erotic poetry. I actually spit regular poetry for them. And everybody who I talked to there, you know, I was telling them who I was, what I do. They were all saying we all wanted to do erotica that night. Every last one of us wanted to do it. And it's funny, after the event, we're standing outside, and then one of the poets decide that he wants to challenge me erotic style, and they surrounded me, and we just spitting it in the street. He was going in the street. I said, all right, now we're going to have to do XXX on a Sunday. So I held it in. I let him go do his thing, and it was a beautiful event. Really was.
I was going to ask you how a Sunday school came into that.
It's because it was a Sunday. It came into my head.
You know, my mind kind of went there. I'm like, okay, all right. She making woo-woo eyes with somebody. Sunday morning church.
I thought that part was going to be said. I was kind of reluctant to put that in there, but I said, you know what? The thoughts are in my head right now. I have to write real quick while I still have it in my head. And that's what came to mind.
Riding our cutting songs.
Leave it to Beaver.
Leave it to Beaver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think after that, Poetic, I think we need to listen to a little music.
I think we do to collect ourselves. And
already nudged you, Poetic.
Huh?
I said, I've already nudged you.
You nudged? Oh, okay. All right, yeah, my partner has nudged me. I know what that means. So I better play some old school. All righty.
How you talking?
Keep running.
Welcome back, welcome back. We were just listening to the Gap Band. Are y'all ready for some more hotness, people?
All night. All night.
Well, I'll be remiss to not let's get it kicking. All right, caller for the 832 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetic E, and Stevie G. Who's blazing the mic?
Hey, doing this, Keith again.
Welcome, welcome.
How you doing?
Doing good, doing good.
All right. Have one for you call the recipe.
All right, brother. Hit it.
As I kiss you slowly, I slide my hand between the seats of your notebook, feeling my way around. Feeling the imprint of fresh writings on your wall. As I run my fingers across as a braille to feel what they passionately read, while staring into your eyes, I slowly take my tongue, trace the lining of your sheets, smearing the ink so that I can taste your words. Allow me to make you infatuated with your own saturation as I make your river now overflow with thunderstorms and tidal waves of ecstasy. As I dive into your ocean, no oxygen needed, not coming up until you gasp for breath. One long kiss makes you squirm in your seat. I want you to come with me. No, come with me. Let's explore your rainforest, manifest your destiny. Give you the best of me. I gave you everything that's left of me. Give you my secret recipe. What you get is everything you see in me. Everything you wish it be, every single ounce of peace. Soul's astral plane taking off, making your mind higher, feeling unbeknownst to you, wondering yourself why you cry. Body's heart, soul melts together, mixed in one pot like tie-dye. The epitome of love, making the core connection, connecting spirits through the air like Wi-Fi. No lie. Whistling through the wind, giving your body a rush like skydive. No eating utensils, not even my hands are used for my favorite dessert, your peach pie. Like you drink a case of Red Bull, you give some wings, but if it weren't for gravity, you take off and fly high. You know you like it, can't buy this in stores or get it anywhere else, so why try? And don't try to hold back, because I love it when you call me Big Papa like they care from Bed-Stuy. No additives, no preservatives, but you'll get love drunk, just like you've been up all night drinking Mai Tai. See, your fly matches my fly. So let's put those two flies together and get caught up with a web of love's ecstasy. And then, and only then, will I give you the rest of the ingredients to my secret recipe. That's the peace.
All right. That was tight.
I appreciate that.
Brother Keith, you must be from Houston by way of New York, huh?
Nah, I'm from Houston, just from Houston, brother.
Really?
Yes,
you
sir.
You said that Bed-Stuy thing. I thought we had a native New Yorker on here.
Nah, it's just I know my music, and that's like my first love. So
okay.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
That was a good piece, man.
Yes, it was.
Got a swagger going on. I'll give it to you, brother.
The fireworks are going off for that piece out here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming through. How could we find you again? Did you put it up in the chat room?
Well, I'm at work.
Okay. All right. Well, don't be a stranger. Come back again. You're always welcome.
Oh, definitely. I'll be back.
Thank you. Thank you for
listening, Mike. He's in the house. Woo!
strong. I don't know how we're gonna come through, come after him with especially with that voice of his. Man, you can get
Back. Well, Miss Co-host, do I see your hand raising in that air?
You have a come on,
high one on us.
Well, I guess I can fall through and do something for you guys.
Yeah, go on again, Nat.
No. I'll kind of just I'll just leave something up. Probably.
Hey, listen, Nat, strong. No. There's no nasty about me.
I'm just keeping it concealed for
a moment. I'm angelic.
What? What do you mean?
I'm angelic. I can't do no nasty for me.
Right, both of you.
Strong, would you just tell CDG? Because you don't know.
I guess I don't. Prove it.
All right, let me just roll it out. I've read this piece before. It's not really erotic. It's more of a sensual piece. I'm losing my voice, so bear with me. All right, here we go. Mental reels of you are massaging my intellect with the flicks of your cool cat swagger. You got my imagination running wild. Freeze framing every move of your dip and your glide. The allure of your sensual and sinister smile has me panting and wanting to release my inner wild. I'm anticipating the linger of your dripping essence, glazing my body with the moisture of your scented mist. I'm licking and gripping the corner of my glossy lips, massaging myself sensually, seducing you with my bedroom eyes, inviting you to take the scenic tour of my bountiful tower, strolling down to sup from the cove of my Nubian Nile, mounted between the walls of my Egypt. I want to feel your heat in the passage of my ebony, collaborating lyrics with the beat of your mandingo. I want to scream out your name in 5 octaves and funky tunes. I want to serenade you with my moans and groans and bring it all together in courses of sexy pleasure, engage in a game of tag team until we climax together. I don't have any inhibitions or restrictions, so I'm spreading my pretty wings wide so your throbbing rhythm can run deep inside. I want you to leave your inscription from your prison ink on the four corners of my walls, punishing my kitty, enslaving her for 9.5 weeks, releasing your animal instinct, wobbling in the maze of my wild orchids. Hump me like I'm your devourer for today. Spank me with your foreplay. Demand me to be your private dancer. Fix me until you unravel the secrets in the pages of my red shoe diaries. Like a man on a voyage, navigate to my hot zone. Jump my caboose and ride hard until you reach the room. And rev my engine, baby, until we've Christian every wall and in the room. Quench my every desire, but don't put out the fire until we've rehearsed 101 positions, borrowing lessons from the book of Kama Sutra. Let us share the kind of love that will blind you and straight up noose you. Sop me up until the nectar of my wetness is dripping from the release of intense pleasure. Work me until I'm comatose and lost in your twilight of forever bliss, and put your seal on it and let's end the night with a sensual kiss. And that's my peace, Mental Desire.
Woo! Woo!
I knew you had some nasty stuff in you.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Beautiful.
I bet you have something. I have a baby. Well, I have a daughter.
Oh.
Not a baby anymore.
I have a baby. That means I'm nasty.
Nasty.
I would like to call myself a very essential person. Very
okay.
Adventurous.
She's not nasty.
I'll say that. There's a distinct difference between being
and
nasty.
Are they like
nasty?
Huh? I'm asking the question, is sensual and freakish like borderline?
You know what? I think that's sensuality. different from freaky.
I don't think there's no way you can be sensual without being a little freaky.
Oh, you yeah, that's true. You can be both, but they're different.
Yeah. Perhaps, but I do believe there's a subtle difference between the two. You definitely have to be a little freakish, but sensuality is something totally different. I think that people associate freakiness with something that's really raw and vulgar, and sensuality is something much deeper. It goes into a realm of your mental, you know, and just get deep with it, you know.
Well, you know. I don't do erotic poetry too much, but you know, I do nasty, and I did write one poem just for this show, and I'll do it again.
Okay. Right. Let's go, Stevie.
It's called Taste Tester. You remember?
Well, Lord,
yeah.
Here you go.
Boo, and grab your ankles. I want to taste the nectar from your loins, from your hottest place. Sweet from your pussy lips to taste divine. Usually I stimulate the brains first, but right now your body is all mine. Yes, I'm the infamous taste tester, the incredible pussy lip molester. My mission to make your passion rise by kissing your pussy from north to the south side. So lay your pretty ass down, boo, and let me make your body jerk. It's all pleasure, baby. I promise it won't hurt. It's amazing what I can do with these lips to ignite that liquid flame between your craving hips. Girl, you must know I'm the XXX composer, and I'm going to make you climax just like I'm supposed to. I feel your muscles tighten just before you come, and you hold my head down because you want me to taste some. It's all good, boo. I don't mind to taste test. You got that good, sweet pussy, and pretty pink is the flesh. I put my tongue on your clit and make your pussy slap like a tree. Sweet, sticky thing, rub it all over me. My lips, my tongue, smell the taste, the essence of your heat. But that's that taste tester. Don't sniff, taste, then eat. It doesn't matter if you lay down or take a seat. It all comes down to my tongue technique. So raise your legs to the brother with finesse, then wrap your legs around my neck so I can taste test. And that's my piece.
Woo!
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 Hot dog!
You're nasty.
I know.
Nasty. That was a good piece, brother. That was a good piece. I loved it.
Okay, let's not get it. Not erotic, not sensual, just nasty.
Pretty much.
Thanks for that clarification, brother.
All right.
All right, well, you know what, Poetiki? Stevie just got me tongue-tied. Let me
get you together. Got more than I'm gonna ever have.
All right, now.
All right.
Callers on air. Let me get back to the business here. Caller from the 24 area code. You on the air with Strong Island, Poetiki, Stevie G. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hey, this is Trey. How you doing, Strong Island?
Welcome.
And thank you for having me on the air. I don't know what to say after that one piece.
just say it was nasty, bro. That's all. It was nasty.
It was nasty.
You. That's it, just you.
You nasty what it was. wow. So what I'm going to do is a piece that's called God's Creations, far off the subject. You guys ready?
Go right ahead.
All right. I look in the mirror. I see myself. I have no doubt in my mind that I'm one of God's creations. I look above. I see the sky, the clouds that are blue. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I look in the day. I look in the sky. I see the sun that gives us light. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. At night, I see the moon and the stars that gives us light. I had no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I go to the beach. I see the ocean breeze. I see the water I see the waves in the water. And I had no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I see the animals of the sea. And I had no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I see the birds and the trees, and I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. One day I woke up, I said, Lord, I want to go to the zoo. I go to the zoo. I see all the animals of the earth, and I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I go to the mountain. I climb the mountaintops, which I stand. I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations. I live on earth, this place called earth, and I breathe the breath of God, and I have no doubt in my mind that this is one of God's creations, and no man can create none of these things, because everything is created by God and Him alone. And this is not nasty, this is the truth, God's creations.
Nice piece.
Woo! That was nice.
Wow.
Is it?
Definitely brings you everything back in perspective. It changed the tone of the room.
He blessed us.
Yes,
he blessed the room.
The mic.
Trey, that was a beautiful piece. You
Thank
know
you.
How I feel about it. You know I like that piece. You're a talented jumper.
Oh, this is Trey.
Yes, this is Trey. Trey.
Lord have mercy.
He's trying to be undercover.
I didn't get the book.
Yeah. I'm no longer going by Mind Poet anymore. I'm just going by my name.
All right. Maybe that was it, the disconnect.
Yeah, you know, I almost called you Mind Poet for a quick second, then I caught us. Okay, hold it in.
Yeah, I'm going by my name because I'm, you know, because of my book. So I'm going by my first name and my last name, just Trey Knowles. So.
All right, shout the book out, brother.
What I want to do, one more. Well, it's not really a piece, but since it's central, I want to talk about love a little bit.
All right.
To love is to care about a person. That person means the world to you. The person is a want, not a need. That person becomes one with you. I love you is true because we are one. I love you because I value you. Lust. Lust is a desire of the mind and the body. It's a need, a want, a greed. Has no pleasure. Lust. Lust is a pleasure that comes and fades away. Love. Love will always be there, for it is a pleasure that will never fade away. Companionship, two people coming together as one, combining one love with no lust. But there's a desire to value one another as God values us. That's what love is all about. I live in Him, I walk in Him, and I'm a poet, and we are His offspring.
Woo!
And that's that piece. Woo!
Trey, that was a beautiful piece.
Oh, thank you. And that's in the new updated book.
Okay.
I was reading out the book.
All right, and you were, you're not in the chat room, are you?
No, I'm not in the chat room.
There was a question posted in the chat room to you. Do you have a Twitter page?
Yes, I do. It's just Trey Knowles to Twitter. I do have a Twitter page. You can go to PoetryTreyKnowles.com, and you can check out my Facebook and all that. PoetryTreyKnowles.com.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And don't be such a stranger. You know, we always love to hear from you.
Amen. All right. Amen. Well, let me tell you one more thing. Let me get out and open. Results of sexual immorality. I deal with this before, you know. It's the old tray. The old tray was, oh, wow, she is beautiful. I think I want her. I think I need her. Oh, I said this same thing to hundreds of women. I have fornicated and birthed a lot of children with six different women. I became a father. No, I became fatherless. I have repented and I became a father again. I love my kids. I'm not the best father, but I love my kids. Let my godly values be their godly values. I may not be there with them, but I am there in spirit and in heart. And this goes out to all the men out there that have kids and not there with them, but that they're their fathers in spirit. So I just want to get that out there. People that fornicate and what happens when we fornicate and we have kids results in sexual morality. So just want to get that out there.
Right. Thank you.
That's the old tray. The results of the old tray.
Trey, what's the name of your book?
In Him I Stand. You can get it on Amazon, In Him I Stand, and it's $19.99, and it deals with spiritual warfare.
All right, thank you.
All right, you guys have a good night.
You
night.
Too.
Can you listen to the show for a little bit?
All
right.
Okay, Ms. Poetic, I don't even know how to follow that up now. I really don't.
Love.
I try. See, because I'm raising my little hand over here. I'm going to do now.
Huh?
He makes me want to have to tone it down a bit.
Oh, isn't that Charlotte so? I know you really broke it up about that.
But I'm going to do a piece called Sweet Nectar. And this piece goes like this.
You ain't toned down.
Nah. And this piece goes like this. Honeydew is the flavor of my sweet nectar. Juice is flowing down my legs. To your surprise, as your penis began to rise, your mouth is watery from anticipation of that succulent nectar that is honeydew flavor. It is so inviting, you can't help to just want a quick taste with lust upon your face. Nothing more to do. Just come to taste this sweet honeydew and let your mind, body, and soul just explode from this at last meeting that's coming between us, not by chance, but by once planned to be brought from my highest mountain down to my lowest cave. Make sure you try to behave a bit, as this clit can't take too much. Sucking, licking, swallowing. Your mind is exploding from the honeydew flavor of the sweet nectar, and that is my piece.
Oh, Island.
Oh. Strong Island, you have me nectarfied.
Nectarfied, all right now.
I've been nectarfied. I all can't
right.
live in this life.
Well, you know how we do. You know how we do. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. And when you have erotic on your face, you just have to let it out.
Absolutely.
You know, the beautiful thing about it is, you know, I watched personally, firsthandedly, I watched some talented poets perform at that event, and I watched all of them just blow me away. They just blew me away. They showed me so much love. You know, they welcomed me, being my first time. Everybody welcomed me up there. I did what I had to do. Everybody gave me love. which was very good. A lot of networking went on, which is even more of a plus. And just think, the devil tried to keep me from going that day. He was trying me and trying me and trying me. But we all know I'm a loyal child, so I prevailed beyond that and still went to that event and was able to represent myself, the show, and, you know, everyone else who's out there scared to take their first step. I was scared just like you were scared, but I knew it's something that I had to do. That strong island in me had to come out.
Absolutely.
So I thank you.
Strong island, I am so happy that it's the first time is always the best time when you get out of performing. Then, you know, when people really truly show you love, I feel like a lot of that has gotten out of the venues that people do these days. You know, I remember the days when they used to snap their fingers and just made the environment just real cool to be in. And then no matter what you say, you could say the sky is blue and it flickers like a diamond ring, and the people were like, cool. It just showed you kind of love. So I'm so glad that you were shown love and embrace during your first time.
That show, I will just say this much. It wasn't only poetry, and that was the beautiful thing about it. It's the true essence of an open mic. You had poetry,
yes.
You had singing, you had jazz music, you had artistry. You had a bit of everything there. And then you had people that was not even from our country there. You had people from Spain. You had people from France. So that show, my first debut show, went international.
Yeah.
I had to clap for myself on that one.
There you go. Clap for yourself. Clap is queen.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I see the time is trying to come down, but we ain't going nowhere yet. It ain't time to leave yet.
Yes.
So, with a little more to do, I think I'm going to read another piece.
That's strong. Get it in, girl.
And this piece is actually called Undeniable Love.
Uh-oh.
And,
what's going on? She's leaving us now.
And this piece goes like this. I need you face to face, cheek to cheek. There's no need to speak. Just grab me, hold me, love me. Oh hell yes, just show me your love. No more anticipation of what's to come. I need to be shown what you are working with. Put it down real good, and it will be well understood that our love is true, and it's just that, brand new. Taking it one day at a time, so this time I won't be hurt. My heart will not be in my shirt, but above my head, so you have to reach up far to catch these stars. So don't mess up. This may be the last chance for that undeniable love, and that is my piece.
All right, I got one quick piece to do before y'all end this show, right? Being
right.
That Strong Island done turned love on up in here. And it's an old piece, but it's special.
Go ahead.
It's called She's Amazing, Isn't She? You know, y'all women are amazing. For real, you are.
Thank you.
How she laughs trying to hide her anger when you do one of the stupid things you do. How when you call her, she won't answer, but has to hold her hand back with the other hand just not to pick up your phone call. I just don't understand what makes her tick, but nevertheless, she's amazing, isn't she? When she calls you and you don't answer her call, and no matter what you were doing at the time, it had to involve some wrongdoing on your part, when actually you were on the phone ordering a dozen long-stem roses just for her being her. But in her eyes, it's just another one of your lies, until, of course, she receives the roses. Then you're the sweetest, and she's amazing, isn't she? She loves you, and you know she does, and you love her, and she knows you do. But yet you two play the tit-for-tat game. You don't contact her, and she doesn't contact you. And as usual, you have to break the ice and call because she won't. And she is sitting by the phone in stubborn mode, knowing she wants to hear your voice, but stuck in denial. Crazy, isn't she? But this woman, Lord, this woman. She's amazing, isn't she? I love this woman no matter how the tables turn. Even in all I expect her to do and know she will, I still come back for more and more of her craziness. It says you have to take the bitter with the sweet, but her bitter is sweet to taste. And love has shown me that no matter how love confronts you, let love do exactly what it does, and that's simply love. So when your woman acts like she's a little buggy, it's not buggy. It's just that she's amazing, isn't she? And that's my piece.
Oh, my God. Woo!
Stevie, that was beautiful.
Thank you,
baby. Thank you. Beautiful.
Lovely lady. Yeah, crying over here. And lovely ladies in their temperament. Heard what I said, Stevie? The poem has some truth to it, too.
Oh, definitely. Without question.
I listened to those words. I said, ooh, yeah. We guilty, yeah. We've done, ooh, I did, ooh, yeah. You're speaking to me. He peeking through the window.
Especially that part about she knows she wants to pick up the phone because she wants to hear my voice, but she just won't do it.
Yeah. I like the part about you go reach for the phone and you pull your other hand, holds it down and won't let you pick up that phone. I love that part. That's truth there. That's truth being spoken.
But y'all amazing, though.
Yeah.
And what would we do without?
Exactly.
30 seconds.
We wouldn't even be born if it wasn't for you guys. I got to give y'all some credit. Yay!
Thank you. The time is winding down, Ms. Poetic E, CBG. I'd like to just say thank you to everybody who joined us tonight, all the people in the chat room, A Tantric Class, Guest 22983, Shinas Marie, you, CBG, me, and everyone else, Laurie, Keith, Trey, thank you. Thank you for coming through. Definitely come back again. You all are welcome. We had a ball. Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
John.